Wednesday night or the bays. There's a shaila filling on muktzah. The shaila precisely is if it's considered a klisha malachta li'isr, because it's also to put on tefillin on this Yom Tov, or is it maybe not a klisha malachta li'isr because there are different circumstances in which you can put on the tefillin. So that's a shaila. The most, the consensus is that certainly b'chatchila treat it as a klisha malachta li'isr. And b'shas hadchak, let's say the tefillin amutol b'bizoyon, then we're saimich on the sheet that says it's not a muktzah at all, it's a klisha malachta l'heter, or we say a svara that the mokom, the bizoyon of tefillin, of kedushas tefillin, then you could pick it up even though it's muktzah. The question is, why isn't it muktzah machnas chasaron kis? It's a major shaila. There's no real good answer. Either the different cheshbain is given. Many say stam, it's kisvei hakodesh, when you have something kadosh and kisvei kodesh, and it's something, it's an object of kedusha. So that in itself, they will mafkia it from being a very heavy level of muktzah. That's all. There's really no good reason, but apparently everybody's maskim. No one suggests that the taka is muktzah machmas chasaron kis. So it's either klisha malachta l'isr or klisha malachta l'heter even. So if you forget your tefillin in your talus bag, so like this, if you forgot it there and you take it out usually every Friday afternoon or Friday morning, then it's not a bosis. The talus or the talus zekel, the sakit of the talus, is not a bosis because you forgot it there. So in the rules of bosis, that wouldn't make it a bosis. But many people don't forget it there. They have a different talus for Shabbos, and it's bedafka there. And then maybe they forgot their talus somewhere, and they want to use this weekday talus, or someone wants to borrow this weekday talus. So the tefillin itself, even if it's the klisha malachta li'isr, but it's mutal tzorach gufo makomo. So you can move, but the gold gufo is not negeya, but tzorach makomo. So you can move it. The question is, what about if you usually have a Shabbos talus, then l'chayra the sakit and the talus itself would be a bosis. So that is a problem. So some say that the talus isn't really a bosis because it's only b'mikra there. Like in your freezer, if you punked because of arranging your freezer, you have something muktzah on top of the ice cream. So, but it's not, so you dafka put it there, but you don't want a dafka there because you just put it there, you were arranging your freezer. So most shittos hold it's really not a bosis. We're machmir, if there's no special tzorech, then to treat it like a bosis, but it's really not. So some say that that's what the talus is. I don't really see why, because everybody positions their tefillin dafka on top of the talus. And they want it, because you're not supposed to put the talus on top of the tefillin, you want the tefillin on top of the talus. So I don't see why that should be it. So l'chayr, it is a bosis, except it's only a bosis. So first of all, if you have a big tzorech for the talus, so once again, you can be samech on the shitas that the tefillin is b'chlal not muktzah. So you can rely on those shitas b'mokum adchak, b'mokum atzorech gadol. Or even if it is muktzah, it's mutal tzorech gufo makomo. So the tzorech gufo of the tefillin is not megeya, but the tzorech gufo of the talus, l'chayr, is megeya. So even if bosis is for the bosis is not more chomer than the muktzah, so it would be mutal tzorech gufo. And again, the tefillin itself could be moved. So that's how you would handle that situation. Okay, we're learning Chavis Halvodos now. We're in Sharak Kniya Perek Zion. He's going through different hanhogas of or different manifestations that you could see someone's about Kniya. So we're up to number 3 or 5, and he says, very interesting. If people find out about something good you did, or conversely, something bad you did. So now, let's talk about the good first. Shem Yishavchu, say, oh, you did such a great thing. Wow, that's really special. You know, right? Shem Yishavchu, Al Tov Shaosa, Yivez, I assume it means in his heart. It's like a joke to him, because the Nichna, he shies away from it, because the Nichna knows everything else he did that person doesn't know about. So it's sort of a joke that he's praising him for that one good thing he caught him doing. Yivez l'mashapcho aleha, v'tiyan nekalo b'nafsho. It's like nothing. He caught something. K'tano b'enov, mi'os mekubelos v'ritzui eitzel abori. He doesn't, it's called believing your own press clippings. He doesn't let it go to his head. He knows what his obligations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is. So, okay, he did something good. You know, it happens to the worst of us. L'katnusa, and how minimal it is, neged mashu chayiv, that's how he thinks. That's the mindset of a nichra. How small this is, neged mashu chayiv bo, what he really is obligated to do, b'kifle ha-tova ahi, much more multiples of that tova that he did. V'yomel l'mashapcho, and he should actually say to a person praising him, either say this or equivalent, Rav Lachochi, stop already, be quiet. Keino neged avonosai, if you want to compare it to my chatoim, ele kenitzos min ha'esh b'yom. It's like a little spark, you know, in a big sea of aveiros, you caught a little spark of a mitzvah. Vafilum tiyeh nechshedes l'ma'uma, even if you consider it, if you will consider it something significant or somewhat significant, Eich eida im hi nitzeles mi pigei ha-hefsed ha-masigim oso. Who says, right, first of all, it's nothing. And even if it is something, to some degree, who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it finds favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem has the total picture of things I do. Ashi kablen ha-bori mimenu v'lo yeshivenu alav yesh l'chena b'fonai. He's not interested in it. K'moshe kosuv, the pasuk in Yeshaya says, Perek Aleph, Ki Savol Eros Ponai, you come to the base of Mikdash, Mi Bikesh Zos Miyetchem Ramos Chatzerai. There's such a concept. Who needs you here? Who wants you here? You know, we look at the totality. The Yomel of Tosifu Hodli, Minchas Shov, Ketores Toevo Hili. So he really rejects this praise. And the Kosh came, Mishabchenu B'Sheker, if they mistakenly think you did something good, he has to push it away. Instead of accepting it, he has to push it away. V'yomel ha-Masaper, he says, it's not even true. Dai li'ochi, it's enough, b'kitzuri, that I come up shorthanded, v'mesh ani chayev bo laborei, and now you're making things worse, because you're making up stories of things I didn't do. Al tekabit solai avon kitzuri, your mamish reminding Hashem things maybe I should have done and I didn't do. Avon hashevach, and the avera of accepting praise, the meshul osisi. Ki ani yodeya, I know shavon osai upshai yoser mi. I know them better than you do. So it's very not good that you're selling these stories about me. Meshul adavid olav hashalom ki pshai ani eda. So we're in the middle, we'll stop here, in the middle of number 3, and how a person, a nichna, should react to being praised, or should react to people saying bad things about him. That's what we're up to now. We'll stop here.